Welcome to Healing From Within, Transformation for Recovery and Self-Esteem with Dr. Harry Henshaw, a podcast dedicated to helping you overcome addiction, improve your self-esteem, and create a life you truly love. Each week, discover practical tools, empowering insights, and transformational practices that help you heal from the inside out. Your journey to authentic self-love starts now. The Ethical Message of Louise Hay: Self-Love, Spirit, and the Path to Compassionate Community. Introduction. Louise Hay's writings, particularly her seminal works, You Can Heal Your Life, and The Power Is Within You, have left an indelible mark on the fields of self-help, psychology, and spirituality. While often celebrated for their therapeutic impact on individuals, helping countless readers reframe negative beliefs, heal emotional wounds, and embrace affirmations, her books also carry a profound ethical message. That message is not only about how one treats oneself, but also how one relates to others in community and society. In an era marked by turbulence, polarization, and global uncertainty, Louise Hay's ethical vision is more relevant than ever. Her philosophy is rooted in two central pillars: the practice of authentic self-love and the deep spiritual connection with Source, Spirit, Higher Power, or God. She argues that without cultivating these foundations, our behavior toward others is limited, often reactive, and easily distorted by fear and insecurity. Conversely, when we love ourselves genuinely and experience our unity with Spirit, our relationships with others become more compassionate, respectful, and healing. This article explores the ethical dimensions of Louise Hay's work. It examines how her philosophy guides us in behaving toward other people, how self-love reshapes our moral responsibility to community, and how spirituality invites us to transcend division and build societies rooted in respect, kindness, and unity. Part 1: The Foundation of Ethics in Louise Hay's Work. Ethics as an Outgrowth of Self-Perception. Hay's ethical framework begins with her bold assertion: what we believe about ourselves shapes everything we experience, including how we treat others. If a person's self-image is wounded, if they live with guilt, shame, or self-hatred, they will inevitably project that pain outward. They may act defensively, criticize, or control others as a way of masking their own insecurity. By contrast, when one learns to affirm self-worth and to love oneself unconditionally, ethical behavior toward others flows naturally. Thus, ethics in Hay's philosophy is not a code imposed externally, but an outgrowth of inner healing. The golden rule, treat others as you wish to be treated, is not simply a moral demand. It becomes a psychological truth. If you treat yourself with love and respect, it is impossible not to extend that same love to others. Healing the self as the root of social harmony. Louise Hay repeatedly emphasizes that every thought we think is creating our future. This principle extends beyond individual healing into social responsibility. Negative thought patterns about oneself. I am unworthy. I don't belong. I am not good enough. Translate into toxic relational dynamics. Prejudice. Competition. Exploitation. And violence. Healing these beliefs is not selfish work. It is ethical work with social consequences. Her writings suggest that the foundation for peace in families, communities, and nations lies in the transformation of self-perception. A healed self does not need to dominate, demean, or exploit others. Instead, it naturally seeks harmony and mutual uplift. Part 2. Self-love as the cornerstone of ethical living. The true meaning of self-love. Self-love, as Louise Hay teaches, is not narcissism or indulgence. It is a radical acceptance of one's inherent worth. It is learning to affirm, I am worthy of love. I deserve joy. I am enough just as I am. This simple but revolutionary belief changes how a person moves through the world. Self-love dismantles the ego-driven need for comparison and competition. It creates the capacity for empathy, because when one no longer battles inner demons of unworthiness, one has the space to truly see and honor others. Self-love also generates integrity, for a person who respects themselves will not tolerate dishonesty or exploitation, either of self or others. Ethical implications of self-love. From an ethical perspective, self-love has three major implications for how we treat others. 1. Compassion over judgment. When we accept our imperfections, we are less inclined to condemn others for theirs. Judgment softens into compassion. 2. Respect for boundaries. A person who values themselves does not allow mistreatment, but also respects the boundaries of others, leading to healthier relationships. 3. Generosity of spirit. True self-love creates a sense of abundance rather than scarcity. Instead of hoarding or competing, one becomes generous, sharing time, resources, and kindness. In this way, the practice of self-love becomes a moral act with ripple effects throughout society. Self-love in turbulent times. Our current era is marked by deep social and political division, rising violence, and widespread anxiety. In such times, the temptation is strong to respond with fear, anger, or hostility. Louise Hay's reminder is that the first step toward peace in society is peace within the self. Without inner calm and self-love, our participation in public discourse easily becomes reactive and divisive. Self-love anchors us, making us capable of ethical dialogue, patience, and bridge building, even when others disagree with us. Part 3. Spiritual connection as ethical orientation. The call to know source. Louise Hay's second pillar is the invitation to connect with source, spirit, higher power, or God. She teaches that we are not isolated beings, but expressions of infinite spirit. Recognizing this truth reframes how we see others. Every person is also a divine expression. This spiritual awareness dissolves the illusion of separation. Prejudice, racism, exploitation, and violence become impossible to justify when one sees the face of God in every person. Ethical behavior is no longer a matter of obligation, but of recognition. To harm another is to harm oneself, because we are all interconnected expressions of the same source. Love as the universal ethical law. In The Power Is Within You, Hay emphasizes that love is the fundamental law of the universe. To align with spirit is to live in love. This does not mean sentimental affection, but a profound respect for life itself. From this perspective, ethics is not about external rules, but about inner alignment. When we are connected to Source, we intuitively know what is right. Kindness, forgiveness, honesty, compassion. Spirituality in a diverse world. In a world torn by political polarization, wars, and ideological battles, Hay's spiritual vision offers a healing path. Instead of seeing us versus them, we are invited to see we. Instead of fighting over difference, we are called to recognize unity. The ethical demand is simple, yet radical. Treat others as sacred beings, for they are. Part 4. Practical Applications of Hay's Ethical Message. Affirmations as Ethical Practice. Louise Hay's signature tool, affirmations, is often seen as a personal healing practice. Yet affirmations also have ethical power. For example, "I am worthy of love" heals the self. "I see the good in everyone" transforms relationships. "I choose peace in all my interactions" contributes to social harmony. These affirmations become not only private meditations, but commitments to ethical living. By repeating them daily, individuals rewire their consciousness to act with love and respect toward others. Forgiveness as a social ethic. Hay places great emphasis on forgiveness. To hold resentment, she teaches, is to poison oneself. Forgiveness does not condone wrongdoing, but frees the individual from cycles of hatred. On a societal level, forgiveness is essential for reconciliation, whether between divided communities, racial groups, or nations. Forgiveness creates the possibility of healing beyond retribution. Community building with self-work. One of the most powerful implications of Hay's work is that community healing begins with individual healing. A community of people who practice self-love will naturally treat each other with kindness, respect, and generosity. Instead of imposing external codes of ethics, Hay's philosophy suggests that ethical communities emerge when individuals transform themselves inwardly. Part 5. Ethical Implications for Today's Society. Healing Division. We live in turbulent times, marked by political polarization and economic inequality. Louise Hay's message offers a roadmap. Healing begins within. A society of individuals who love themselves and recognize their connection to spirit will not be ruled by fear or hatred. They will seek solutions rooted in compassion and justice rather than dominance. Redefining justice. Traditional notions of justice often focus on punishment. Hayes' teaching invites us to reframe justice as healing. Instead of asking, how can we punish wrongdoers? The question becomes, how can we heal the wounds that created this behavior? This approach has profound implications for criminal justice reform, conflict resolution, and community restoration. Cultivating peace. In times of war or social unrest, peace may seem impossible, but Hay reminds us, peace begins with thought. Each negative thought fuels conflict, while each loving thought contributes to peace. Ethical responsibility, therefore, lies in mastering our inner dialogue. The more individuals cultivate peaceful minds, the greater the possibility for peaceful societies. Part 6, Critiques and Responses. Is self-love too individualistic? Critics sometimes argue that Hay's emphasis on self-love is self-centered. But this critique misunderstands her message. For Hay, self-love is the foundation for loving others. Without it, ethics becomes performative, rules. Rules followed out of fear or obligation. With it, ethics becomes authentic, actions flowing from a heart at peace. Spirituality and social action. Another critique is that focusing on spirituality may ignore structural injustice. Hay's response would be that healing inner wounds empowers individuals to challenge injustice more effectively. Without inner healing, activism can become fueled by anger and resentment, perpetuating cycles of conflict. With inner healing, activism becomes compassionate and transformative. Part 7. Integrating Hay's ethical vision into daily life. Personal practices. Daily affirmations. Begin each day with affirmations of self-love and love for others. Meditations on unity. Spend time visualizing yourself and others as connected to the same source. Acts of kindness. Translate inner work into outer action through small, consistent kindness. Family and community practices. Compassionate dialogue. Practice listening without judgment, especially in disagreements. Forgiveness rituals. Encourage families or communities to release resentments regularly. Shared affirmations. Use group affirmations to build collective healing. Societal applications. Education. Teach children self-love and respect as foundational to ethical citizenship. Justice systems. Incorporate forgiveness, reconciliation, and restorative practices. Politics. Encourage dialogue rooted in compassion rather than division. Conclusion. Louise Hay's ethical legacy. Louise Hay's "You Can Heal Your Life and the Power Is Within You" are more than self-help manuals. They are ethical blueprints for living in harmony with oneself, others, and spirit. Her message is that authentic self-love is the cornerstone of ethical behavior, and spiritual connection is the compass that guides it. In today's turbulent and diversive times, her teachings call us back to the essentials. Heal your own heart. Recognize your divine connection. Treat others with the same love you cultivate within yourself. If embraced This philosophy has the power not only to transform individuals, but also to heal societies. Louise Hay's ethical message is both timeless and urgently needed. The way to treat others begins with the way to treat ourselves, and the way to treat ourselves determines the future we create together. Thank you for joining us on Healing From Within. If you found value in today's episode, please follow, rate, and share this podcast. It helps others begin their own journey of transformation. For free resources and more about Dr. Henshaw's work, please visit his website at enhancedhealing.com. Remember, the power to change your life is already within you.